Hey, my baby. Come here. Let me tell you a little about the mission of the Good Ground Girl podcast. I have to borrow a few words from my big sister, Mary J. Blige, first. You know, I've been holding on. Try to make me weak, but I still stay strong. Put my life all up in these songs, just so you can feel me. Now let me tell you about the assignment. I am going to put my life all up in these episodes so you can plant seeds of wisdom in your good ground and harvest a life that you never want to escape from. I believe God gave me an assignment, and I will tell you up front that sometimes it's a very uncomfortable one. But here's the thing. God didn't just give me an assignment. First, He gave me a burden for women and girls with backgrounds like mine. You know, father wounds, mother wounds, abuse and trauma, people pleasers and overachievers, empathic souls who give all their vulnerability, effort, and energy away to people who do not appreciate or reciprocate it. At times, it feels like we just can't help ourselves. We feel at home on the hamster wheel of hustling and striving for approval. Surviving on scraps is familiar. We don't know what to do with unconditional love. Now, the assignment, it also includes diet culture. And I want to speak to my lovelies who maybe you think dieting and shrinking your bodies is the magic bullet. I saved a special seat for you right next to me. Because small, medium, or large bodies, we have been deceived by the lie that obsessing over our weight is the key to happiness and safety. So I'm calling all of my sisters out of the darkness of diet culture and society's impossible and ever-changing beauty standards and into the marvelous light of identity, purpose, body respect, and permanent peace with food. Now, the assignment also includes me because I'm not a therapist or a pastor, but I am a woman who, at this big auntie age, was awakened to the destructive power of my own patterns, and I did the work to design a life that I am deeply grateful to live. I've forsaken my dignity for less than the bare minimum in the past. I've achieved the world's definition of success and still thought nothing of myself. I've lived my life unconsciously with the attitude of, don't worry about me, I'll be fine, and then wondered why no one ever chose me when it really mattered. I've acted out of the desperation to be chosen, and it has cost me in my career, my friendships, and my intimate relationships. But the most heartbreaking part for me is watching beautiful, talented, incredible women walk into the same traps I wandered into and being able to predict their outcome with surprising accuracy. But no more thoughts and prayers for me, not when I've been equipped to take action. Because life is so much sweeter when we're rooted in our true identity. So here's what you can expect from the pod. I'm here to share my personal experiences and create community so women can break the cycle of self-abandonment and needing to be chosen by first choosing themselves. Now you may be thinking, okay, choosing yourself is a fantastic soundbite, but how in the world does a girl actually do that? Well, I am so glad you asked. From preserving our empathy to finding real friends, redefining success and the soft life, to making peace with the body God gave us to steward, and so much more. This is a safe space for women to find balance in the pursuit of perfection. Now, I'm not a church lady, but I am a Jesus girl, and I'm here to encourage you to discover the version of you that loves her life, regardless of her circumstances, so you can find real joy once and for all. I'm telling my story, and a few of my good friends will share their journeys too, so that you, my friend, can harvest the abundant life. Until next time.